Well, brother, good to see everyone here. Brother Obi has selected as his title, Five Things to Do. Five Things to Do. Brother Obi?
Thank you, Brother Rolando. We're glad you made it safely today. What a pleasure to be here together with you. You've heard of the loving and wonderful spirit here, Sister Elsie, at these meetings that you have been having for so many years, and it's a pleasure to now be involved in it.
Pleasure to have you, buddy.
Thank you. When I gave Rolando the title, he said, "Is that all?" Well, yes and no. In the remarkable Christian way that we have chosen, I think it's helpful from time to time to look at sure and solid things that we can do to further our Christian growth. And we do have a couple lists. I'll give you a list later on of five things to do, and if you've heard the talk before, it'll probably be a little different or a lot different this time than it was the first or second time I've given it. But five things to do, we have other lists in the scripture, and most notably that list that's given us in 2 Peter, the first chapter. The exceeding great and precious promises that are given to us, and that if we add to our faith virtue, and knowledge, and temperance, and patience, and brotherly kindness, and love, that if we're faithful in doing those things, an abundant entrance into the kingdom of God will be ministered unto us. Now, that's definitely one of those scriptures that we should have up somewhere in the home, just for our refreshment, and to continually put these things before our mind. Because here the apostle is giving us a list, surely, if you're patient, if you're diligent in doing these things, you'll make your calling and election sure. Brother Paul spoke quite a bit about Babylon and deviations from the vision of truth that we've been given. And we do have a remarkable vision of truth. It's different from every other religion that exists on the face of the planet, even professed Christianity. And one of the major differences in our approach to the truth, our approach to understanding the Bible, is of course that our gospel message, we believe to be a true gospel message. It is a message of hope. It is a message of available salvation. It is a message of God's atoning love, not just for the believers in the present time, but for every man, woman, and child who has ever lived. What a glorious and generous God we have, whose magnificent provision toward us and the ransom sacrifice of his Son has laid the basis, not just in love of reaching the life of every descendant of Father Adam, but as Brother Russell notes in the first volume, that same unswerving justice that once stood committed to the condemnation of all, now is equally committed to the redemption of all. Just as surely as all have suffered the effects of the curse of Adamic sin, so surely all of those who suffer the effects of that sin shall experience the benefit of the blood of Christ. Often in the Christian world, the message goes out, "Believe on the Lord Jesus and thou shalt be saved." And along those lines, even deathbed conversions. One of the great patrons of Christianity, so-called, Emperor Constantine, you recall him, he was the first Roman emperor to officially embrace Christianity.